I'm not sure what happened, but I apologize for the sound quality in this episode. For whatever reason, my audio sounds pretty bad, but fortunately, at least my guest's audio sounds decent. So I'm gonna release this episode, but once again, I apologize for the sound quality. Hello and welcome to Unmurdered Expressions, where we use words to polish the gem that is your mind. Hello, I'm your host, Jaira the Emerald Amir, and today I'm joined by
Bye.
Well, Brittany. Yeah, I
Do you have anything you want, plug? You want to
Well, I'm a Cancer. I love long walks on the beach. Follow me on Instagram at black.moon.scape on Instagram. And you can follow my Twitter at golden underscore aster, A-S-T-E-R, on Twitter for all my ridiculousness.
Yeah, definitely go follow her. She's a real dope. Thank you for joining me. So, with Netflix having recently released their Cowboy Bebop adaptation and the fourth generation of Pokemon recently having the time remakes and adaptations to mind, because there's been a lot of big remakes and adaptations recently. There's a lot in the pipeline. It just wanted to made me want to discuss remakes and their effect on popular culture. So let me start off by asking, what makes a good adaptation or remake?
Honestly, nothing. I'm so sorry. But I am so
You
sorry.
said I thrive off negativity, Shadow.
Violence every day. But for honestly, for a good remake, it has to be true to the original. But even then, it doesn't feel like the original. So I don't see it like, I don't think remakes could be any better than the original, in my opinion, at least.
I mean, well, it depends. I don't know. I'm not sure what I wanted to say. I was gonna say, for instance, you haven't had any books that you wanted to see brought to the big screen, or maybe in, adapted as a cartoon or something like that.
Oh, well, that's different. Like if I had a book made into a movie, that's a whole different thing. But like if you have like an original piece already, like an original anime, and then you make it a live action and
Well, that's an
you
adaptation, though.
That is true. That's true. That's true. I
on.
mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, no, because I was saying what I was trying to say was that like from a book to movie, I know that's an ad that's a form of adaptation for sure. But like if you're gonna make like if there's a already an original piece like an animation or a movie and they're remaking that animation or movie into something completely different to like a live action per se or into a bigger movie than what it is, then it's just it doesn't feel true to the original, if that makes sense.
Correctly, like an adaptation on remakes.
Yes.
So it's to go from one medium to another medium, but you don't want it. Well, I won't say you don't want it, but you don't see the point in say they have a movie and then they make that movie again 10 years later. You're not really a fan of that, if I'm understanding correctly.
No,
Okay.
you're, yep, that's it.
I was just okay. Yeah, I can totally understand that. I've done a few recordings already tonight, but I'm gonna bring it up again in this one, but the Disney movie remake. I don't really see much of a point in them existing because much to the story.
And I agree. It does. I
I'm sorry.
fully agree. Oh no, I was just basically saying, like, I agree in the aspect of which, if it doesn't add to the story, what's the point of making it? If nobody asks for it, why is it making it? Now you're just only doing it for profit. And even then, most people may not watch it, or most people will watch it. It all depends, to be honest.
That's considerable. That's, I take my makes off the table, for instance, but like, just say from mm-hmm. one medium to another, what would you consider
a bad adaptation? I would definitely say an example I would have for sure would definitely be The Hunger Games, like from the book to the movie. I wouldn't say it was bad, but like it wasn't true to the what it was. Like they changed a lot of things from the book to the movie, and it just felt like they were telling the story in pieces and not telling the whole story of how it is. Like it felt like it was jumping from one thing to another. It felt like certain character developments just didn't make sense. It felt like the story was in a path that in which we didn't even see it go from compared to the book. So it's just like, it just didn't feel authentic. It felt like they were just doing it just to produce, make money, keep going, you know what I mean?
Like, you didn't feel the sense that, hey, we want to tell this good story and also make money, but just, oh, let's pump this out so we can get some money, so we can pump something else out, that kind of feeling.
Yep. That's how it feels.
I think I watched the first parts of the first movie, but I haven't seen the whole thing. But a lot of people really enjoyed the Hunger Games adaptation. But yeah, that's an interesting point. Like I didn't really read the books as much, so I can't really speak from personal
experience.
Thank you. speak from personal experience, but Percy Jackson. They just fucked it up. It was not good.
Mm.
Both of those movies were misguided, to put it lightly.
I've heard stories. That's why I've been avoiding watching the movie.
Well, the first one isn't good, but it's not bad. The second one is dog shit. Like, I wouldn't personally recommend watching the first one, but I wouldn't say, hey, don't watch this. I definitely would not watch the second one. It is absolute shit. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say about that, or?
About that, somebody called me and I was like, oh, send the link again.
My bad.
No.
Do you prefer an adaptation the source that make it more unique?
If you're gonna do an adaptation, make it its own thing. It shouldn't be trying to imitate something that's already good or something that's already great. If it's going to be an adaptation, adapt it to be something else. That's all I'm going to say.
So it shouldn't just be riding off the coattails of what was already done.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. I definitely would agree. Like I said, there's no point in just redoing the same thing, because there you can just see the original. It'll make it so there's something that adaptation has that's appealing to whoever might want to see it or who might want to read it, depending on what form of adaptation it is. To the formula.
Yes. You have to add something to it. Something that let it stand on its own.
Adaptation can be good. The original story was.
It can. It depends on where the direction of that adaptation is going. It could be good. It could be even better than the original. If people are creative enough to allow it to be the adaptation and not just think of it as, oh, I'm trying to imitate the original.
Like, I just thought of this, but The Teenage Witch on Netflix, how it's very different than the comics and very different from, like, the 1990 show.
Yes, honestly. But then again, for the Netflix series of Sabrina, it's still good. Like, for me, even though it's different from the 1990 show and different from the animation, it still stands on its own. It's good. It has its own story. It has its own background. It has its own development within its own universe. Because how I see it, especially with adaptations, is like each adaptation is its own different universe. Because it's not, it can't be the original. It still has the same concept of it. I'm losing my train of thought with this one. But it's just like, it should still live up to its own expectations. Not try to live up to a big name or a big brand that it's already established in retrospect.
So, what the original story might want, but doing your own thing.
Yes.
I definitely agree with that. You have to bring something to the table, I feel.
Adaptation
can be truly successful.
All
right. Do you think that certain stories only work in certain mediums, or can any story be adapted to any medium as long as enough care and attention is given by the creator?
It could be adapted into any medium, of course, as long as it's given, like you said, the care and attention that's by the creators. Like, it doesn't have to be trash and be like a name brand thing. Like, as long as the care is given, then for sure, it could definitely be adapted into anything.
Okay, can I ask you, like, for example, what do you think stories that might be difficult to translate from whatever is original another
a story? I'm trying to think. Which story will be difficult to translate? Let's say, I don't even know if they made a live action Naruto. Let's say that. Like, if they made a live action Naruto, I feel like that would be so hard to translate into like a movie or like a live. Yes, it would be difficult as hell, because it's like, how are you gonna capture like this whole universe, this whole animation, this whole anime, which has its own style, its own flow of things, into one movie?
Just the jutsu alone would be, the CGI budget would be through the roof. Or exactly. It would look like dog shit.
There you go.
I have to spend just money.
Exactly. And creators nowadays, especially like with the way the entertainment industry is, and with everything that's going on with the entertainment industry, they're not gonna do it, because they're gonna cut budgets and they're gonna cut certain things. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, we can't really do this, or we really can't do that. So we're just going to cut everything. We're going to change up how the story is told, which could be a good or bad thing. I don't know what the creators would be thinking, But it honestly, that would be some, it would really be dog shit if they made it to a movie and cut the whole budget.
Like, you definitely, I feel like with Naruto, you can, I don't think a movie would be able to, just like a single movie would be able to, you'd have to have like a long, you'd have to have like a high budget to have like the whole story be told in a relatively reasonable manner. Just because it's so long. Like, yes. Like you couldn't tell, like, I'm trying to think, like, what point would you cut off for the, like, what arc? Would you just tell, like, the first arc? Up into, like, the Zabuza and, like, where you meet Zabuza and Haku? Like, the story condensed to make it power. I feel like you would have to have a longer show, maybe at least, like, 10, 20 hours to get a good chunk of the story out.
Exactly. And even then, with the way that Hollywood is set up and the way that this industry, this movie industry, this creative industry per se is set up, is like they're going to make it into parts. They're going to be like, oh yeah, if you want to see what happens in the next part, we're going to make another movie. Or, oh, if you want to see what happens next, we're going to make this movie. So you have to come to theaters to watch it.
Harry Potter is a great movie series, but them splitting the seventh book into two movies kind of fucked you up for a little bit. But
yes.
Every studio was like, yeah, let's get them. Let's split in the movie in half and then get them back for this. Yeah, they had the material to split stuff in half. Like Hunger Games.
Exactly.
And that movie into dog shit. Because that book, see, the thing with Harry Potter was it set to split the seventh book into half.
Mm-hmm.
Book is like 700 pages. I had that book. It's a fucking brick.
Yeah, but when it comes to like, oh, sorry. When it comes I was saying, like, when it comes to The Hunger Game, they didn't have to make a part one and part two of Mockingjay. They could have made a whole fucking movie. It could have been one whole thing. Exactly.
At most, like, 300. Like, you could have.
Less than that.
You know what I mean? Like, they just thought, oh, shit, Harry Potter made, like, buku bucks splitting the movie into two. Let's do that. Like, they didn't do it for the original Harry Potter movies, they did it for a reason. One movie, so they're like, oh, create movies and like people. They, like, oh, this made a lot of money. But they weren't doing it for the right reasons, in my opinion. They weren't doing it because the story needed it. They were doing it because they wanted to make money.
Exactly. I agree. And that's how it was, and that's how most movies and most adaptations are trying to be nowadays. Like, they're trying to make the money. It's all about the money. So, what can we do about it? Not a damn thing.
That sort of actually leads me into the last question, though. Do you think that the media, which is, like, you know, I'm saying the media in the sense of, like, every form of, like, storytelling relies too much on adaptation and remake. Adaptation stories a chance to be introduced to the audience.
I believe that, yes, it does allow new generations and new audiences to be aware of, like, if a movie was a book and they could read the book and be more in tune to the book or whatever. Yeah, then, yeah, it does give a good sense of, like, what the story is, but at the same time, the media relies too heavily on adaptations. Like, I feel like, yeah, you could adapt something to make it seem like it's the original, however, make it, like, again, like we said before, make it its own thing. Don't try to, and even, how do I say it, make it its own thing, but allow people to look for that book and be like, okay, so this is the story. This is what they're trying to tell within the book. But the movie is a little different. This is not the same thing as the book. Yes, make it distinct. Very much that.
So, like, Game of Thrones. The Game of Thrones adaptation had a lot of people go back to read the book. You want them to be companion pieces, almost.
Yes.
Like, the show has its own qualities, and the books have their own qualities, and then
if you
enjoy both, it makes the story better when you have both of them.
Exactly. Very much that. Like, they're supposed to enhance each other, not try to compete with each other.
That's a very good point that hasn't really been, like, pretty much the entire, just like the anime industry in Japan, it's supposed to, they're, you think it's a really cool story, go read the, if you see a lot of the stories, they'll end in the middle perfectly so that you go want to be like, oh, this is a really good story, I want to see more, so you go check out the manga. And then if they have a chance and the manga is popular.
Yep. That is true.
This example that's chasing to the, you know, they ended on like, oh, we're going to be back. And then they never came back. I'm like, God damn it. And it wasn't like it was like one of the biggest shows of that season. And it's like, damn, the one that got away. Hold on to hope that they make second season, but that's probably what I'm like.
It's the same thing, me. It's the same way I'm still holding on to hope that Hunter is done. It gets done. There ain't no way it's going to get done.
Yeah. Best of health to Togashi. But that man does not want... I won't say he doesn't want to finish it. He's just tired.
He's tired of the story. He's just tired. And that's okay.
To be fair to him, he's been writing pretty much in the late 80s.
And I understand that, because most manga artists, they're tired, because because one of my favorite animes is Nana is never going to get finished. The manga is never going to be finished, and I just came to terms with that.
That doesn't know like
how that works.
It's right, week to week.
Mm-hmm.
There, we're monthly and stuff like that. Week to week. So you submit your story, and then you have to immediately start working on the next chapter because it's due in like another week. So that quickly burns out the person who has to draw it, write the story, all that kind of stuff. Excellent.
Yep.
And you look at it, a lot of stories. You could just tell the author doesn't want it. The mangaka doesn't. I'm sick of this shit. Naruto, you can tell. Kishimoto was like, I'm sick of this shit, man. A lot of these stories that are like long running series, Bleach, was like, man, I'm fucking sick of this. You know what I mean? I would say, long running series. Probably the only one where you could tell you can't tell that the author is just like tired. It's probably Oda. I imagine One Piece so much because like it seems like he's still dialed in. But like hopefully he finishes the story before he gets to the point where he's like, man, fuck it.
Yeah, because after that 1,000th episode, I'm like, so when we're gonna end?
For people who listen to us, I might think I hate One Piece because I'm always talking shit, but like, I don't hate the story. I just dislike the kind of people that talk about One Piece a lot.
Yeah.
They tend to be dicks.
Very much.
But like,
that'd be great. I just. I commitment enough.
I not boy. Happy Boku Land.
I just started watching the anime not so long ago.
I keep trying. Maybe I'll do it one day, but it's a big time commitment. I'm not trying to spend like 6 months of my life to watching this. And still not being up to date. Because the story's ongoing.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before, but like I fell off Naruto at some point. The only reason it was ending, and they were like, oh, the movie's going to come out. I was like, oh, I want to see the movie. So I was like, shit, I got to catch up so I know what's happening. But having that sense of, oh, there's an ending that I can reach, gave me that motivation. With like One Piece, it's like,
where's the ending? Where's the
ending? Episode. I have 800 more episodes, you know what I mean?
Yep. There's no ending.
It's not even like, oh, it's not going to end for a while. There's no ending in sight. That man, Oda, is going to keep writing until pretty much his hands fall off.
He's going to write until he's in his grave.
Well, that was...
Well, I mean, look, money makes profit. You know how many people have been telling me to watch One Piece? I'm just like, And
the highest Japan.
It is.
You think it's big over here? It's pretty big, but it's insane in Japan. Oh my god, they fucking love themselves from One Piece.
I'm just like, wow, y'all got it. Y'all got it for sure.
Anything else you want to add or anything you want to say?
Everybody, if you're into anime or you're getting into anime, watch Nana. Thank you. Or Paradise Kiss. That is all. That's my take.
Once again, follow her at golden_aster on Twitter. And what was your Instagram again?
black.moon.scape on Instagram.
Definitely go check her out. Person, she's dope. Friendly. Definitely come and support her. Again, I appreciate you taking the time out today to discuss with me. And thank you once again.
No problem. You too.